Thousands of children are reported missing each year in the U.S. Many turn out to have been taken by estranged parents, and most of the cases are quickly solved. That has not happened in the case of Elizabeth Smart. She's the 14-year-old girl who disappeared from her Salt Lake City home 3 weeks ago. Her suspected abduction has received massive media attention. But some friends and relatives of other missing children are upset that not all cases get the same wall-to-wall coverage. That disparity is especially evident in Milwaukee, where 7-year-old Alexis Patterson disappeared on her way to school nearly 2 months ago. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Alexis Patterson's stepfather says he walked the 7-year-old girl partway to school on the morning of May 3rd. Laurent Bourgeois says he watched as Alexis strolled past the crossing guards outside Highmount Community School. But school officials say Alexis never made it inside. Milwaukee news media made the case a top local story for weeks, and initially hundreds of community volunteers helped look for the girl. Now, about a dozen members of a group called LAP, Operation Locate Alexis Patterson, still go door to door.
Hello.
Hi.
They hand out posters showing a color picture of Alexis Patterson, her face smiling, her hair in braids.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Joyce Davenport from Operation LAP, and I came to give you a flyer on Alexis Patterson. And I want to know, that you have you saw her in the neighborhood anywhere?
No, I haven't.
Davenport acknowledges that community interest in the Patterson case has waned, but says she got involved because of her 7-year-old daughter.
If my little daughter was missing, or any of my children was missing, I'd be wanting the whole nation to look.
But the whole nation hasn't been looking for Alexis Patterson. Her case has received far less national attention than that of Elizabeth Smart, the teenager allegedly abducted at gunpoint from her Salt Lake City home 3 weeks ago. Some Milwaukee residents blame the disparity on the fact that Elizabeth Smart is white and comes from a wealthy family, while Alexis Patterson is black, her family is low-income, and lives in a working-class neighborhood just about a block from a freeway. Beverly Williams of the NAACP Youth Council in Milwaukee says the national media were very slow to cover the Patterson story.
It doesn't make me feel really good. It was very frustrating when we were contacting the national media and they were not responding. We thought that because of the fact that they were focusing on Elizabeth Smart, they would focus on Alexis Patterson also, but it did not occur that way.
Bob Steele, who teaches journalism ethics at the Poynter Institute in Florida, says race and socioeconomic status are factors in which missing children cases the media cover. But Steele insists there are many explanations for differing amounts of media glare, including just how publicity savvy the police and parents are. Steele also says the circumstances under which the children vanish play a role.
In some cases, news organizations are skeptical about how a child disappeared. They may think the parents are involved in it, and they may see that as a less significant story.
In Milwaukee, Alexis Patterson's stepfather, Laurent Bourgeois, reportedly served 2 years in prison on drug charges and was the getaway driver during a bank robbery in which a police officer was killed. Earlier this month, Milwaukee's police chief expressed concerns he had about Bourgeois' story regarding the last morning Alexis was seen. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Bourgeois failed a police polygraph test, though police won't say what questions he failed. But no one has been arrested, and friends of the Patterson family say it's unfair to focus on Laurent Bourgeois' past, which they say should not enter into Patterson's disappearance. Charles Pickett of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children says while media coverage varies from case to case, one reason the Utah teen's case has drawn so much attention is because of the way she was apparently kidnapped, taken from her home in early morning hours. Pickett contends that when reporters pay attention to such cases, it often helps.
And without it, there's a lot of children that cases probably wouldn't get resolved or not get resolved in a timely manner without the effort of making the community aware that that child that just showed up three doors down may be the missing child that they're looking for in Wisconsin or in Utah.
While a study by the state of Washington and U.S. Justice Department says media coverage can help more than it can hurt, the report concludes that in most cases, media attention has no effect on missing children investigations. In Wisconsin, people looking for Alexis Patterson are still courting media help, but they're also taking a different tack. They're preparing a mailing to all state police headquarters nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.